expectation for Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Whitbeck, W-I-T-B-E-C-K, April 24, 43, addressed as a letter to Misty, M-I-S-T-Y, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R-N-P, 953-5329. Dear Mrs. Schaefer, consultation for Mr. Whitbeck with low sodium concentration. He comes alone. He mentioned at least 4 episodes of syncope. Has been followed through cardiology at Midland. There has been the placement of a pacemaker back in 2018 for bradycardia and bifascicular plaque. Prior Holter monitor at that time did not show major arrhythmia. Despite these procedures, there has been other episodes, some of them related to standing, probably postural blood pressure drop, although at least one happened when he was just eating. He has seen years back endocrinology with a diagnosis of SIADH. He's supposed to be doing some fluid restriction. He's been told to increase sodium intake. He has extensive cervical and lumbar disc abnormalities, including moderate spinal stenosis and neuroforaminal stenosis, for what he follows with Dr. Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R. Procedure done, anterior approach on the neck. No procedure has been done for the back. He denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Presently, weight appetite is stable. No reported vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No reported changes in urination, cloudiness, or blood. No major edema or claudication symptoms. Denied chest pain palpitation. Denied the use of oxygen CPAP machine. Next paragraph, the past medical history for the bradycardia, pacemaker, the syncopal episodes, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation. He's not aware of coronary artery disease, valve abnormalities, although he's been told about a heart murmur, no CHF, no TIS stroke seizures, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, or liver disease, no kidney problems. Next paragraph. Denies smoking alcohol drugs. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, present medication, Eliquis, metoprolol, amlodipine, a number of supplements, including potassium, magnesium. Actually, side effects reported to codeine. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, very pleasant gentleman, alert intestine 3, mild decrease hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, blood pressure on the left side, the sitting position 130 over 80, on the right side is 146.88, standing 130.86, 2 minutes later is 110.88. There is normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no gross neck lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JBD, lungs are clear, has a pacemaker, no pericardial wrap. There is no gross ascites, tenderness masses, no gross edema. I notice some tremor at rest, left more than right hand. There is severe osteoarthritis changes, bilateral hands, level of metacarpophalangeal, as well as number 2 and 3, metacarpophalangeal 1, 2, and 3 bilateral, and carpometacarpal also bilateral. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries that I can find. Are from July. At that time, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, elevated cholesterol, LDL 118, normal triglyceride HDL, normal B12, A1C 6.2, 6.3, normal kidney function, normal albumin calcium, normal liver function test. There was a low sodium at 126, a low chloride 94, bicarbonate low at 21, which is new, as before it was running normal. The low sodium, I can trace it back for the last 6 years, as low as 126. The last time that he was normal was around 10 years ago. Normal level of vitamin D 25. There has been prior urine sodium. Elevated, 70, 146, 159, and a urine osmolality a year ago, 482, 4 months ago, 232. Urine shows no activity for blood, for the most part negative for protein. I review prior MRIs, neck, lumbar spine, a number of CT scan of the brain, no acute process. A review note of endocrinology a few years back. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic hyponatremia, at least for the last 10 years. Prior workup, suggestive of SIADH. Normal kidney function. No documented potassium abnormalities. Prior imaging adrenal glands normal. Prior thyroid studies normal. Urine sodium above 40. urine osmolality has fluctuated, but consistently above 100. I explained to him what is the meaning of SIADH. There is no good treatment besides fluid restriction. Sodium tablets help, but that's not correct the problem. Protein intake also helps, and that's why sometimes we use urea, U-R-E-A tablets. He mentioned that he eats every day some amount of protein, different types. I don't believe his symptoms of syncope or related findings are related to the hyponatremia. Next paragraph, episode of syncope has been followed with cardiology, prior documented advanced heart block requiring a pacemaker, prior atrial fibrillation anticoagulated with Eliquis, text beta blockers. I noticed significant systolic blood pressure drop, postural hypotension. Prior echo has been normal. Of course, the blood pressure medicines are exacerbating the low blood pressure. Consider mechanical lower extremity supports to prevent blood pressure dropping, short of giving midodrine or lighting up blood pressure. I noticed some degree of tremors, but no severe rigidity. Consider postural blood pressure instability associated to degenerative brain disorders such as Parkinson, etc. I'm not convinced about it. He's going to update a new electrolytes, including a urine sodium and urine osmolality. I do not use ADH blocker because of the associated high risk of liver failure. All issues discussed at length with the patient will follow over time. End of dictation.